All right, I'm talking with Jennifer Behan of the Center for Inquiry. She's the assistant director, correct, Jennifer?
Yes, that's correct.
And I understand you've got a billboard on 131 now.
Yep, it went up Monday afternoon, and the billboard says, "You don't need God to hope, to care, to love, to live." And we're hoping to help people throughout the West Michigan community who are non-religious know that we are here, and to let them know that they're not alone and they can come and be a part of our community if they are interested.
And how's the reception been? I understand that the first billboard company actually turned you down for this.
One of the companies that we approached was uninterested in putting the billboard up because of their personal religious beliefs, and they're a private company, so they do have the right to do that. It would be nice if everybody would be willing to consider various viewpoints, but they're within their legal rights of being a private promotion company, and so we respect that. But all of the other companies in the area were more than happy to work with us, and Lamar was the one that had the best spot and the best availability for this current.
Yeah, it's clearly very visible there on 131.
Yes, we couldn't have gotten a better spot, really. We're very happy with the location. And we've had a lot of responses, as you mentioned. And we've had many people in the community, both religious and non-religious, supporting us, saying, "Thank you for speaking out. We respect your right to share your thoughts, even though I disagree with you." And we've had a lot of secular individuals in the community who've come and said, "I didn't know you even existed before this week. Thank you so much for putting this up, and keep up the good work." And then there have been some people who've been a bit less tolerant and have been telling us how bad of people we are and that we're going to burn in hell, and a variety of other derogatory comments. But we did expect there would be a wide range of responses.
So my next question was why a billboard, but I guess that kind of answers it. You're really reaching an audience you haven't reached before. I know that there's a program called Point of Inquiry on WPRR on the radio here in town, but a billboard seems to be reaching more folks for you.
Yes. As a secular group, many non-religious individuals feel that they don't have... Many non-religious individuals don't feel comfortable enough expressing their own viewpoints because they're afraid that they're going to be they're going to get a negative response or they're going to be discriminated against. We've actually had people that have said, "Don't publish my name. I'm afraid of losing my job or I might get kicked out of my house." And so there is a fear among a lot of non-religious people of expressing their viewpoints because they know that they're going to be criticized harshly. And so one of the main goals of this billboard campaign is to let those people know that we're here, it's okay to speak up, they have the right to share their views and their opinions, and that they shouldn't be afraid to voice their thoughts. And some people might say, "Are you trying to make people, you know, walk away from religion?" No, we're just trying to express our own views.
So what are the short and long-term goals of the CFI?
CFI's mission is to foster a secular society based on science, reason, secular values, and freedom of inquiry. And when we say secular society, we're not trying to get rid of religion. We are just saying that the public square should be open for people from all viewpoints and all religious and non-religious backgrounds. So the government shouldn't be making a decision about one religion or another being represented in the public sphere. But each individual is free to express their views as they choose. So we're trying to get that mission out there. And the way that we are, what we're doing here locally at the grassroots level is to provide a community for people who are already non-religious. We provide educational lectures and discussion groups and social events so people can come and explore important ideas and talk and discuss with other people who think like them and just share this life, because as non-religious individuals, we don't believe in an afterlife. This life is all we have, so it's incredibly precious that we use our time as best we can.
Excellent. Now, how can people with questions about the Center for Inquiry learn more?
Well, the first thing they can do is go to livingwithoutreligion.org, and that will explain what the billboard is all about. And if you go to the locations page, there's a link to CFI Michigan's local website, and they can find out more about our local group and see a calendar of our upcoming events. We're going to have several events throughout September that will be focusing on the Living Without Religion theme of the billboard.
All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for being part of WTRV here. And good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.